Chapter 3. Just who exactly might the two of you be? Well, said I, after hearing this dreadful news, what are we to do now? Really, Mr. Smith, I am surprised you should ask such a question, replied Holmes with an unseemly grin. We must go at once and see if we can be of any help to the authorities. Mr. Kensington, how far is it to Olaf Walgren's farm?
Just under 10 miles.
Then by all means let us go there as quickly as possible. Time is wasting.
As you wish, said Kensington, setting his team of fine roans into motion with a shake of the reins.
It took but a few minutes to put the rather limited charms of Alexandria behind us and reach the open countryside to the south, which was characterized by short, steep hills interposed among numerous small swamps. Wherever possible, farmers had established their fields, but it must have been hard and unpromising work, for the rough and rocky landscape did not have the look of an agricultural paradise. I mentioned this observation to Kensington, who quickly concurred.
You're right, sir. Most of the land hereabouts is better suited to grazing cows than growing corn or wheat. But that doesn't stop the Swedes and Germans and all the rest from trying to eke out a crop.
They'll all die poor, if you ask me.
And what of Mr. Walgren? Asked Holmes. Was he one of those poor farmers of whom you speak?
Now, sir, I do not wish to speak ill of the dead, began Kensington before he was cut off by Holmes, who said,
The dead deserve our honesty just as much as the living, Mr. Kensington. So do not hesitate to speak what is on your mind, since Mr. Walgren is now, no doubt, in a better place, where the opinion of mankind, whether kindly or harsh, is utterly insignificant.
Well, that is quite a way of putting it, sir, but I guess you're right, said Kensington. What I will tell you is this. Olaf was cleverer than most, I would judge, but not clever enough to get himself a prime piece of land. That farm of his is about the worst property in the county. It's nothing but gravel hills and swampland. But I don't say you can blame him. He arrived late at the dinner table, and so he got the leftovers.
Most interesting, murmured Holmes, though I could not see why he was so fascinated by the poor quality of Walgren's farm. When exactly did Mr. Walgren arrive in the vicinity of Hollenberg?
Kensington scratched the back of his head and vigorously rubbed his chin, as though pondering some especially...